Good morning with WVIK News. I'm Benjamin Payne. Davenport wants to know how satisfied people are living in the city. This week, 5,000 residents are receiving a survey asking about infrastructure, police and fire services, parks, and more. Brandon Wright, assistant city administrator, says Davenport is spending about $20,000 to administer the survey.
What we're interested in is how the community opinions and attitudes and perceptions of different services that we provide, how those change over time. So I'm trying to be as responsible as we can, but still try and get the information that we need to make good and sound decisions in the city. We've gone kind of with an every other year model that helps us to understand, again, how perceptions and attitudes are changing over time.
The survey will help Davenport officials with planning.
We notice that there are areas where we know we need more attention in. We start to notice that opinions are sliding over time, that we can make a plan to adjust as we plan for that next year's budget.
Wright hopes at least 1,100 people respond to the survey. Anyone who lives in Davenport can fill it out on the city's website. He also says Davenport usually scores higher in satisfaction compared to other cities. The largest utility project ever in the city of Moline is now complete and online. Yesterday, city officials, employees, and contractors cut a ribbon to celebrate improvements at the North Slope Wastewater Treatment Plant. The $43 million project started 4 years ago with help from a low-interest loan from the Illinois EPA and energy efficiency grants also from the state. Planning actually began in 2012 to update the aging plant on First Avenue behind the Quad City Industrial Center. City officials say it's now state-of-the-art, and its capacity has been raised from 24 to 34 million gallons per day. Illinois Highway 82 in Geneseo will be closed next week. The DOT says a crew from Iowa Interstate Railroad will work on a bridge maintenance project where the tracks go over the road, which is also called North College Avenue. Highway 82 in Geneseo will be closed to all traffic starting Monday and continuing until Friday. A detour will direct traffic to First Street, Center Street, and Exchange Street. I'm Benjamin Payne, WVIK News.